enjoyed what we've heard today. The Lord is good. Our Lord is awesome. There's not enough adjectives to describe Him. He's great. And He does whatsoever He pleases. Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? I hope you do. Do you believe that He is the blessed and only potentate? And the King of kings and the Lord of lords? He is. He asked the apostles, I believe, maybe the disciples, that who does men say that I am? And you know, some say, well, you're John the Baptist, you know, come back, or you're Elijah, or some prophet. And He asked specifically, who do you say that I am? And Peter says, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And He says, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed that in you, but my Father who's in heaven. Do you understand that Christ says in the New Testament and the Old Testament that they shall all know me from the least to the greatest? You don't have to go tell them. They'll know me. I think we found that out in some other lands. You got over there to preach the Lord, and they already know the Lord. They just need to know Him a little more perfectly. His gospel. Now, if you believe that Jesus is the Christ, you believe His word. I'm going to come at you a little differently. In John, pray for us. He says, well, let me go read it because I want to get it right. You know that word believe in the scriptures is over 280 times. Now, it must be important. Every word in the Bible is important. It means something. And I want to read in John chapter 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken unto you. This is red letters. This is the Lord speaking to us. That in me ye might have peace. Sometimes we don't have peace because I don't think we believe like we ought to believe. We limit the Holy One of Israel. We try to do it ourselves. If, you know, we're just like little children. I'm going to do it myself. There's some things we just need to let go. Someone mentioned Colossians chapter 3. There's some verses over there. Let the peace of God rule in your heart. And you go read above that, there's some things you got to do away with. Bitterness and wrath, that may be in Ephesians. Evil speaking. You want peace? Look to the Lord. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. Might have peace. And then He says this. In the world ye shall have tribulation. I've been thinking a lot about tribulation. Now, there's a people that says, if you just do what the Lord says, you'll just be, everything will be fine. You won't suffer anything. You'll just, you know, you give the preacher a dollar and you'll get 10 back. But, you know, it's not true. Jesus, you believe Jesus? Jesus said, you will have tribulation. Sometimes it's because of us. Disobedience. Disobedience will cause you tribulation. Did you ever get in trouble because you was running with somebody who was disobedient? Somebody else got you in trouble. I probably got a few people in trouble in my younger days. And I know they got me in trouble. In this world, you shall have tribulation. I was thinking about, you know, there's people that just had tribulation because of the situation. Joseph. What about those three Hebrew children? It was Israel that had sinned. Matter of fact, it was the king that really got him in trouble. Jeroboam or Rehoboam, one of them. And they suffered. The Lord blessed them, and they continued to worship Him. Even, how many of us, under the threat of being burned alive would say, we're not careful to answer you, O King. Our God is able. There's your part of your verse all ago. Our God is able to deliver us. And he will deliver us from you. You know, they were going to be delivered. It might have been in death. But their tribulation would have been over. But you look how God worked in that. Who did the king see? How many did we throw in there? Well, we threw three. What's the matter to you, king? Well, I see four. And the fourth is likened to the Son of God. Amen. Who told him there was a Son of God? Where did he get that information, Brother Mark? Exactly. We have an awesome God. Amen. Daniel, he's another one. Just doing right. Sometimes just doing right gets you in trouble. I don't think doing right should get me in trouble. But nevertheless, Daniel, just doing what Daniel's supposed to do. And the king even recognized it. Darius, I believe it was. And they tricked the king. You know the story. Did Daniel change? He did just like, you know, the commandment was you can't pray. You just don't pray anymore. And he went right, I think he even opened the windows and faced toward Jerusalem and prayed as he always had. Well, they took him, and I want you to look at the witness here. Nebuchadnezzar was a witness to him. Matter of fact, what was his testimony? None could stay his hand or say, why doest thou? He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. King of heaven and amongst the inhabitants of earth, and none could stay his hand, thank you, and say, why doest thou? Sometimes we do say that. Lord, we say, why? We heard that this morning. Why? We don't understand all the time. Things happen, even to good folks. Oh, I got to finish with Daniel. All right. King, he didn't do what he's supposed to do. There's always a rat there. And they went and they told him, this is what you're going to do. Throw him in the lion's den. And sealed it up. And the king has this testimony. He said, Lord, the God that thou servest continually. Take note of that. Continually. He'll look after you. Well, the king was troubled all night long. I don't think Daniel had a problem sleeping. But the king did. He'd been tricked into this. And he goes back the next morning, and I think he's concerned about Daniel. Daniel, is thy king whom thou servest continually? King, I'm fine. I'm just fine. I got this picture, and I don't know if someone I heard this preached or if I just had this picture. Like a big old kitty cat. He's just sitting there, got his arm around that lion, and just petting him. Well, that same lion, or lions, going to have their way with those people that got Daniel thrown in the lion's den. Because the king says, go see about the lions. And they did. Let's look at some other people who had tribulation, but through disobedience. One that comes to mind, there's a good outcome to this, is Jonah. Now, it's not so good for Jonah right away. You know, well, look, the Lord come to him. And he says, go to Nineveh. That their wickedness has come before me. And he says, I'm going to flee from the presence of the Lord. Man, that's just crazy. Talk about crazy preachers. Dude, that's just insane. How are you going to flee from the presence of the Lord? So he gets fair to Tarsus. Now, I tell you, there's a good outcome in this. Go read Jonah. It's just a short four chapters. There's a great storm comes. You know, there's a lot of tribulation through storms in the Scriptures. And a lot of deliverances from them storms. Well, these men, they don't think they're going to make it. Hardened sailors. Experienced with storms. Somebody's messed up. We got to find out who messed up. So it's what they said. They said they each one went to their little G gods and tried to find out what happened. Y'all go pray. Go pray to your God. Brother Brad's already told you about their God. They had them in their pocket, probably. I don't know. But they ended up throwing them overboard, probably. It's bad. It's getting real bad. And I'm seeing a picture of Christ saying, peace, be still. Because that's what's happened. That's what's fixing to happen. They said, somebody has caused this. And they go to Jonah and said, who are you? Where are you from? Who are your people? Who's your God? Pray to your God. Maybe he'll spare it. And they drew lots. Not much superstition there. Man, I tell you. The lot fell upon Jonah. Who are you? Well, I'm a Hebrew. I serve the living God. Do you? Well, you're just running from him. But he says, just throw me overboard and everything will be all right. One of the things I wanted to say about this, it says, the Lord sent a great wind. The Lord sent a great wind. Now, that's going to come into, well, we probably won't get to the end of this. But I want to get to, listen to this, what he says, verse 9 of chapter 1. And he said unto them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. And he said the men were exceedingly afraid. And remember, all their little gods they've been carrying around and praying to. And it says, why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he had fled from the presence of the Lord because he told them. He confessed it. And they said unto him, what shall we do unto thee that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea was wrought and tempestuous. I'm actually surprised I pronounced that right. And he said unto them, take me up and cast me forth into the sea. They didn't want to do it.
He should have jumped overboard.
Yep, he could have. Same thing, wasn't it? But I think there's something more here. I think they become aware of who God is. Yeah. And they're serving Jonah's God instead of theirs. They're little pocket gods. But no, we're not going to do it. And it says, nevertheless, the men rowing hard to bring it to the land, but they could not, for the sea was wrought and tempestuous against them. Wherefore they cried to who? The Lord. These sailors, serving their other little gods, have now cried unto the Lord and said, we beseech thee, O Lord, listen to the prayer. Let not us perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done as it has pleased thee. Has he not revealed himself to them?
Amen.
To the Egyptians? To these sailors? Are they not going to go home and talk about this? God is merciful and gracious. Yeah. We're not through with these guys yet. I didn't really know this is what I was going to talk about, but so they took up Jonah and they cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. Just like that incident where the Lord said, peace be still. And just like those apostles that were on that ship, they said, what sort of man is this? Listen to this testimony. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice in the Lord and made vows. Now remember, the Lord sent the wind. Now the Lord has prepared a fish. Same God. You know, people, do you believe this story? Do you believe the story about Daniel? Do you believe the story about the three Hebrew children? I believe all of them. Because our God is able. Now, and if you believe all those things, then didn't like the Lord ask, you're in tribulation? Wherefore didst thou doubt? Sometimes tribulation is because of unbelief. We suffer because we just don't believe in that power that worketh in us. Brad read the scripture. Able to do that which is exceeding above all that we ask or even think. Now, the rest of Jonah is interesting. Brother Mark, if you were sent over to, oh, I don't know, let's say Chickasha, it's down the road there. You go down there and you preach to them. And that whole city repented. Wouldn't you be happy about that? Wouldn't you praise the Lord for that? It just made Jonah completely upset. He's mad. He's angry. Oh, Lord, just take me now. Crazy preachers. He just needs. And by the way, before we get too hard on Jonah, the Lord talks about him over in the New Testament. No sign shall be given. Yep. Do you believe that fish swallowed that man and he lived in there for 3 days? Yes. I did. Yeah, Jesus said he did. He might have lied. Oh, that's impossible. There's nothing hard, too hard for God.
Amen.
Anyway, let's go to somebody else. You know, there's a lot of things written. Sometimes people are born in tribulation. There's a lot of things. We look at all the books of Job and all his trials. You know, he had a problem, a fear, if you will, even though the Lord had a hedge about him. He was concerned about his children. And he sacrificed for them. Concerned about them. Well, you know what happened. 42 books. And it talks about a lot of the tribulation Job had. And his really good friends. Miserable comforters. And they visited me in the hospital a couple of times. Let's tell that story on Brother Allen. I had kidney stones several years ago in the hospital. Going to have some procedure. He comes and he visits me. And he says, oh, I've had three or four. They cut me right from ear to ear and all this. You know, back in the old days, they used to do that. I think Brother Bill was with him. And after I left, I heard something about, your miserable comforters are going to be leaving now. I don't know. He had three or four. Well, I've had nine, so I'm ahead. I hope you don't catch up. But all those 42 books about Job, and a lot of it's, I appreciate what we've heard about. How great is our God? Brother Gus told us last night about the Lord. Of course the Lord knows about the Orion and all the stars and where they're at. But so did Job. That just kind of blew me away. That's ancient information there. And they use that. They use it to navigate with. And anyway, that's not where I wanted to go. We're talking about tribulation and folks being sometimes born into tribulation. Out of all the Chronicles and all that list of all those folks in the Chronicles, It's always puzzled me, Brother Randy, that there's two verses about this one little fellow named Jabez. It just seems out of place. God has his reasons for putting that there. But I want to look at Jabez for a moment. He's called Jabez, and it says he's more honorable than his brethren. Well, that sounds good until you study out what honorable means. It can mean. Because why? His mother named him that because out of sorrow. She gave birth to him out of sorrow. There was something about this child that brought grief to her. I don't know if it was the child birth itself or it was he wasn't quite whole, if you will. But he was, I get the sense that he has a lot of tribulation, maybe amongst his brethren. Doesn't really specifically say that. But I want you to see something. The miracle in this is he fears God. And he prays to God. And listen to his prayer. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. Two little verses out of the whole Bible. And he's not mentioned anywhere else. There's a tribe or something or a city or something named that. And Jabez called on the God of Israel. Does God know his children? This is his prayer, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast. And thou wouldest keep me from evil that it might not grieve me. He has an understanding here that evil brings tribulation. And God granted him that request. I'm wondering too, I don't think it's necessarily he was looking for an economic increase. I want to think it's a walk with the Lord. At least part of it. Increase my coast. Increase my knowledge of thee. Bless me. That thou would keep me from evil. That ought to be all of our prayer. Now I want to... The scriptures have ample warnings. Ministers, 1 Peter chapter 5, you have an adversary. Now, sometimes tribulation comes from that adversary. And God's people are given, in Ephesians, the armor. And I encourage you to go read and study the armor. And if you're not reading and studying, if you're not in the book, you can expect some tribulation. You can expect tribulation from reading the book. Because Satan didn't like it. He's our adversary, ministry. And if he's leaving you alone, rest assured, he'll come at you through your workplace, through your family, through the church. He is not content with your contentment. Matter of fact, in my opinion, he thrives on discontentment. Now, don't want to give him all the credit, because sometimes it's us that brings our tribulation. Yes, sir. It's us and our failures to do our Jonah moments, if you will, to do what God tells us to do. If my people will humble themselves and pray, you know, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will heal their land. There's us a formula, Brother God. I don't expect the whole country, but if his people do, there can be a change. For the power that worketh in us. Now, don't want to end on a negative note. You know, in this world ye shall have tribulation. The Lord didn't stop there. He says this, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. There's something about tribulation. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 1, about verse 3. I want to read that rest of that. Who comforteth us in all tribulation. And he gives us, those of us have been through some stuff, can go to others with that experience and comfort them. Even if you got a kidney. Maybe a miserable comforter. But God is the God of all comfort.
Yes, he is. Yes,
now, I come across something here a couple of weeks ago. Remember, we can take that comfort that we have gotten. And the apostle did that. And many, you know, he spread the good news. Yes. Helping one person might not change the whole world. But it might change the whole world for that one person. We can make a difference. As a matter of fact, the scripture tells us, make a difference. I don't remember where that's at, but it says making a difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
We ought to be making a difference. Might be in Titus. I don't remember. We're going to be making a difference. Now, I had one more. But over in John, that's what we're reading. Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. You believe that? I do believe that. Because this world is not our final resting place, thank God. Matter of fact, we've heard some of that preached this weekend. But while we're here, we will have tribulation. Romans chapter 8, in this context of tribulation, sometimes we can get pretty bad. Distress, depression, debt. Those are the three groups of people that came to David looking for a captain. Don't, you know, help us. I think it's a representative of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
David had quite a lot of confidence when he went before the lion and the bear and even Goliath. Amen. David's problem was David. He, in the time, if you go read that, I think 1 Samuel maybe chapter 20, I don't remember. In a time when kings went to war. He didn't go. Saul went. Ended up falling on his own sword. Jonathan went. Next in line, I'm assuming. David didn't go. And you know the tribulation there. It was great. And I don't want to get too involved in that. I want to go to Romans chapter 8. Verse 35. What? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? I hope this is good news to you. Shall tribulation? Shall tribulation separate you from the love of Christ? Or distress? Or persecution? You know, there's a scripture over there in 1 Timothy says, he who will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. The church did. I think about that song once in a while. Poor and afflicted. I don't think we have the same context now that they did when that song was written. We got pretty good. Matter of fact, I think we take it for granted. The great blessing of being able to meet here without fear of persecution. At least today. Tomorrow might bring something different. But it will not separate us from the love of Christ. Shall persecution or famine or nakedness or sword. As it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors to him that loved us. You know, sometimes we don't feel much like conquerors. But we really are. We really are. In this world, you'll have tribulation. Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. We're not going to stay here forever. There's coming a day. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Nothing. So why do we fret? We need to, you go over to, I think it's Psalms 37. It talks about fret not thyself. When you go over to Colossians chapter 3, maybe verse 16 says, let the peace of God. We need to quit fretting and start letting. Amen. I thank you for it's been a good weekend. I thank God for that. Thank the church for its hospitality. God bless you all, and hope to see you again.